In keeping with our studies recently on Wednesday night about commitment, I was thinking the other evening as I was trying to decide exactly what I wanted to speak on this evening about the apostles and their commitment. And I wondered sometimes, could I have even kept up with them in any shape, form, or fashion? And I got to thinking about it a little bit, and isn't that still the challenge today? Look at the apostles for just a moment. We're not going to spend a lot of time here. But turn in your Bibles, first of all, to Acts chapter 4. In Acts chapter 4, we have the story of Peter and John healing this infirmed man. And they were challenged for doing that. They were before Annas the high priest, Caiaphas, John, and Alexander. Verse 6, as many as were of the family of the high priest were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them, that is Peter and John, in the midst, they asked, by what power, same concept, by what authority are you doing these things? By what name have you done this? And Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers of the people, elders of Israel, if we this day are judged for the good deed done to a helpless or infirmed man, by what means he has been made well, let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name, there's the authority, by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stands here whole. As we move on into our text a little bit, we notice then that verse 13 says, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, perceived that they were uneducated, that is, unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they realized that they had been with Jesus, and seeing the man who had been healed standing with him could say nothing against it. But what was their ultimate response? But their response is here, so that, I'm in verse 17, so that it spreads no further among the people, let us severely threaten them that from now on they speak to no man in this name. So they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. Look at the response. Verse 19 and 20, but Peter and John answered and said to them, whatever is right in the sight of God, to listen to you more than to God, you judge. But for we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. And did it stop them? No, it did not. Not even close to stopping. Go to chapter 5 now. And this is one that we're well aware of as well. As we pick up in chapter 5, beginning in verse 27. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council. And the high priest asked them, saying, did we not strictly command you not to teach in this name? And look, you fill Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood on us. But Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. And it didn't stop there. Go down to verse 40. They agreed with him, that is, with Gamaliel. And when they had called for the apostles and, listen, beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. But notice what happens in verse 42. And daily in the temple and every house, they did not cease teaching and preaching Jesus as the Christ. That's commitment. They were beaten for simply teaching in the name of Christ. And that made me think even more as we look at the apostles and their commitment to the cause of Christ, commitment to the New Testament church. And we look even maybe more in particular, turn in your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And we get a great picture here of what Paul went through. This is in Paul in particular here. As we pick up in verse 21, about midway. But in whatever anyone is bold, Paul says, I speak foolishly. I am bold also. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequently, in deaths often, from the Jews 5 times I received 40 stripes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeys often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of Gentiles, in perils of the city, in perils of the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in the perils among false brethren, in weariness and toil and sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Now listen to this. Besides the other things that he doesn't even list here, what comes upon me daily, my deep concern for all the churches. That's commitment. Look what he went through. He was stoned and left for dead. He had no rest from his own brethren, the Jewish brethren. He had no rest from the Gentiles. And then that brings me back, it's turning your Bible back, which, by the way, this was written probably about 52 to 54 A.D. And what really jumps off the page at me is when we get to the book of Romans chapter 1. Romans was penned probably about 57 A.D., after he had already been through all of these things, after he had even written to the church at Corinth about these things. And listen to what he has to say in chapter 1, beginning in verse 14 through 16. I am debtor, both to the Greeks and the barbarians, to the wise and the unwise. So as much as in me is, I'm ready to preach the gospel to you who are at Rome also. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation. All that he'd been through. And look at the intensity and the commitment that the Apostle Paul had. I'm debtor both to the Greek and the barbarian, the wise and the unwise. And then he uses this term, so as much as in me is. That tells me that he was talking about with every ounce of fiber within his being. Every bit of strength that he had, every bit of fortitude that he could muster up, he said, what? I am ready to preach the gospel. That's commitment. Because he'd been through enough. A lot of people had just thrown their hands up in the air by now and just said, I've had it. I've given enough. Paul wasn't through. Paul had commitment. And folks, we can look at the apostles. We can look at Paul in particular, apostle who was born out of due time. And we can look at that and say, if they had that kind of commitment, where's mine? What kind of a commitment do I have? Am I willing to lay it on the line for my Lord and for the cause of Christ? If there's anyone here this evening who's never put their Lord and Savior on in baptism, and you're ready to do that, you've heard the Word of God preached, you're ready to, and you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and you're ready to repent of your sins, you're ready to confess the name of Christ before men, then you're ready to have your sins washed away. You're ready to have those sins forgiven. Acts 22:16, Acts 2:37-38. And the question is, why are you waiting? Remember that? Saul of Tarsus was asked that. Why tarriest thou? What are you waiting on, Saul? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Maybe it is the case that you are a child of God. And maybe your commitment hasn't been what it needs to be. And I think we can probably all stand in that threshold right now. Yeah, my commitment hasn't been exactly what it needs to be. You can make things right tonight with God. Sometimes it's not a matter of coming forward. It's just a matter of being right where you are to make that decision. I'm going to put that commitment first again in my life. But maybe it is the case that you're a child of God and you do have sin that you need to confess. Need the prayers of the congregation, need God's forgiveness for it. We stand ready as a congregation to help you in any way that we can. Whatever your need may be, won't you stand right now as we stand and sing this song.